worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope everybody's having an absolutely wonderful day today. Ted's getting dialed in right now with us. He'll be hooked up here in the next couple minutes. So are you up here right now?
Yeah, I am.
Awesome. Good to have you on the show with us today.
Thanks, buddy. And, glad you're not going solo.
Yeah. Well, I want to touch base on one thing here, why he's getting set up. You know, yesterday I talked about the activists that went to Tallahassee and down to Miami in Florida that really stood strong on their beliefs with religious exemptions for vaccines, and I was really proud of those guys. And, you know, I've had people bring up this to me, and they say, hey, you know, why is it such a big deal? You know, you could still get a medical exemption if they get rid of the religious exemption, and that's not necessarily true. The reason why they're trying to get rid of the religious exemption is because the religious exemption, pretty much, there's no argument. They can't rebuttal it. It's one and done. You have a religious exemption, they can't argue with that, and that's why they're trying to remove that. And the reason why I'm bringing this up now is up in New York, you know, they've mandated this aspect where it's only medical exemptions only. And now, because of the new policies they've enacted this year with the giant measles fake epidemic, and I'm not saying people haven't gotten the measles up there, but they've tried to put it out there and describe it as this massive epidemic that all these people are getting the measles when there's been, you know, 600, 700, 800 people, whatever the numbers actually may be, in a state with millions of people. And what's going on now is this article I just got in, a 9-year-old boy with cerebral palsy who was vaccinated in the early years of his life, and they were causing massive seizures, and the seizures almost killed him. He was able to get a medical exemption about 5 years ago that allowed him to no longer have to get any of the vaccines. Every time they would give him a vaccine with his cerebral palsy, he'd go into almost deadly seizures. Well, now he has been kicked out of school. The 9-year-old has been kicked out of the CHC Learning Center in Buffalo because he does not have all the vaccines mandated by the state of New York. And they went in, and this is interesting here. The Frontier Central School District, Elizabeth Ross Prong, MD, the director of the Bureau of Immunization, wrote, this letter she wrote to them, I have reviewed the documentation, and she goes on to basically discuss his info and all that, and she goes, the seizures are not a valid contradiction to the student receiving MMR, polio, varicella, or Tdap vaccines. The information provided does not support that immunizing this student with MMR, varicella, polio, or Tdap at this time will be detrimental to his health. If any additional documentation should be available, please forward it my way. Therefore, I recommend against accepting this medical exemption. And they basically kicked him out of school. Every single time this poor kid got a vaccine, he went into almost deadly seizures. And this lady, in their infinite arrogance, has the audacity to come in and say, those two aren't linked, those vaccines don't cause his seizures, we're not even going to basically allow this medical exemption to go forth. He is now ejected from the public school system. This is the problem when they take the religious exemptions away from the population. They own you. When you do not have to give them consent any longer, and you do not have the ability to use public services that you pay for through your property taxes without them forcibly vaccinating you, that is tyranny. You always have the right to do with your body as you see fit. Nobody has the right to tell you you have to have something forcibly injected into you or you cannot basically function in society like normal people. This is very sad this is going on in New York, but this is why I wanted to bring this up, why it is so important that we maintain the religious exemptions in Florida and in any state that you currently have them. Fight tooth and nail to keep these, because once they're gone, you are literally at the hands of a tyrannical regime when they can come in and say, we don't think this medical exemption is legitimate. It doesn't matter if he gets basically seizures every time he gets a vaccine. We don't believe it. He has to get vaccines or he basically is ostracized and cast out of society, Dad.
You know, it's true, and this is medical tyranny. And I just want to say something about yesterday's. We commented on Lauren Brooks' SB 64 mandatory vaccine bill being withdrawn. That was fake news. It didn't get withdrawn. They intentionally put that information out to get the activists to stop going to the meetings and raising Cain in the county commissioner's offices.
Wow.
And calling their state representatives. But last night I was watching a movie on Bonhoeffer, the German activist, you know, Lutheran pastor who basically stood against Hitler and was tortured in his cell and basically beaten to death. And, you know, and Hitler made sure that when Hitler did not commit suicide. I'm going to comment on that in just a second. That didn't happen. The DNA evidence has proven it was a woman's body that they found in that ditch and that was supposedly burned. But Bonhoeffer basically, you know, was in the middle of this movie with this group of people from England who were broadcasting straight propaganda lies into Germany during World War II. I mean, they were there was a group of people for the British intelligence. They had huge transmitting towers. They were broadcasting radio messages into Germany in German with German citizens who had defected to England. And they were basically at that point talking, just everything was lies. They said on the movie last night, they'd say, we'll give about 80% of true stories. We'll play jazz music and then we'll do 80% of straight lies and to confuse the people and to make people believe that this is true. And one thing they did, they actually told there was troop concentrations north of the Alps. The Germans sent a whole bunch of tanks up there because of this radio broadcast. And they basically ran out of fuel and basically were stranded, couldn't get back because they couldn't get any gas to get back. They were doing this. This is Austin talked about this the other day. You know, you had Edward Bernays, the father of advertising and marketing. And, you know, and Goebbels was a big fan of Bernays. Now, Bernays was the cousin of Freud, and both Bernays and Freud were Sabbatean Kabbalists. They were both of those guys were Satanists. And Edward Bernays learned that you could just lie to people enough and often enough with frequency enough, they start believing it. Goebbels picked it all up, too. He's lying. So you got the people, you got Goebbels lying to all the people in Germany, and you've got the people in England lying to all the people in Germany, and they don't know what to do. It creates tremendous confusion. And this is exactly what happened. And this is Florida's fake news. Lauren Brooks' SB 64 mandatory vaccine bill was not withdrawn. Wow. The media is running a fake news operation around Florida Senate Bill SB 64, which would mandate vaccination for school entry, claiming the bill was withdrawn when it was not. An article published in the Center Square by John Hockley titled Florida Senator Withdraws Bill Seeking to End Religious Exemptions for Vaccines, which we reported on yesterday. And I told you guys, when we make a mistake, we come back and fix it. It's making rounds despite the fact that it is not true. Democratic Lauren Booker's bill has not been withdrawn, nor was it withdrawn because Health Policy Chair Senator Harrell refused to hear it. Are you listening to me, guys? It's a lie. We confirmed this today by speaking with staff both at the Senator Brooke and Senator Harrell's offices. So the media has come out, which is run by the Rothschild banking cartel, Sabbatean Kabbalists, and they have basically put out a lie now that this vaccine bill was withdrawn, and it was not. It is still going to be heard. It is still going to be voted on. It's going to probably still go to be law. Why? Because they control the media. And guys, when we get multiple sources telling us the same thing, it is so crazy when you see this and you basically vet your information. I got the story, Austin got the story, multiple sources, and every bit of it was a lie. Now that's how desperate these people are going against the vaccine truth tellers. You know, we're not vaccine deniers, we're vaccine truth tellers. Now let me stop for 1 second. I made a comment about Hitler. I am not a Hitler fan. Hitler lived about 17 years after the war, according to the FBI's own records, down in Argentina. I mean, we know this. I mean, this is just fact. Now they're still promoting the lie that Hitler basically ended up committing suicide, you know, outside of his bunker with Eva Braun. Complete and total fabrication. Never happened. Hitler basically sold the information and gave the information and provided the information and provided the prototypes of nuclear weapons to the Allies in an effort in order to get released and be sent south of the border down to Argentina. In addition to that, you always have to remember Adolf Hitler was a product of World War I, a product of the Versailles Treaty, and he was put into place by the international bankers in the beginning. Never forget that. There's no way that somebody writes a book called Mein Kampf in the prison, turns right back around and becomes a national hero unless that book is promoted to the international banking cartels, news websites, and bookstores. It just doesn't happen. It's like suddenly you have all of these people who you hear on YouTube, and suddenly they have 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, 5 million, 10 million, 20 million views, and you never heard of them 3 months ago. There's a reason that happens. And when you listen to these people closely, their information in most of the cases is about 80% accurate, but it's rife with disinformation. Exactly what they did in World War II, exactly what Goebbels did in World War II, exactly what the mainstream media does now. Now, the mainstream media now at this point is 80% lies and 20% truth. But to come out here and completely tell us all that this thing had been withdrawn, it has not been withdrawn, the Laura Brooks books, SB 64. And I can pretty much guarantee you Lauren Brooks is one of those people who is under control. And I hope and pray the girl doesn't get reelected. But just be careful with it. Now, one other thing I want to say with Hitler, and I really dislike Hitler, all right? I mean, I saw what he did to Germany. Hitler knew he had a full escape plan. And you know, right before the end of the war, an airplane landed right in the middle of the streets of Berlin. The Allies didn't shoot the airplane down. The Germans didn't shoot the airplane down. And it was one of Germany's top air pilots. And what they say is that Hitler climbed on board, and nobody shot at the plane. They were ordered to cease fire. Plane took off, and then they ended up basically probably taking a submarine to Argentina. Now, what bothers me is this, and this is why the man had no honor, okay? He got put into place by the international banking cartels. But what happened in the late 30s, he finally got a wild hair and decided he was going to get rid of the international banking cartels' money supply and try to take power on his own. And he did. And when he did this, that's when the world came after him. The whole world came after him after he threw the bankers out. Very important you understand that. World War II was set up to form Israel and to force the Jewish people to immigrate from Europe into Israel, which they didn't want to do. Why would you want to go to Israel when you got a bunch of Arabs all around you that want to kill you? I mean, they didn't want to do that. So the entire World War II was a theater set up by the Rothschild banking cartel, which controlled both sides of the war. When Hitler came off the chain and decided to get rid of the bankers and do his own thing, all of a sudden he starts making these horrible mistakes, like fighting a front on two different fronts. Then he starts taking away the general's information and allowing him. He decides he's going to go ahead and determine strategy, including the two fronts, including moving troops, including Patton was going to be invading further north or further south or whatever, and leaving the beaches of Normandy basically, you know, vacant, you know, with German troops, including but not limited to when his generals told him that the invasion was taking place. He said it was a mere ruse and it wasn't real. It was just that they were going to come in from a different angle, that Patton was going to lead them. All of this stuff was all twisted up. And here's the biggest problem, besides the horrible things that he did to the German people, is this. He said at the end of the war that if the German people couldn't defeat the Russians and the Americans, they didn't deserve to live as a race or as a group. In other words, and they need to be completely destroyed. In the meantime, him and his cowardly self had gone in and secured passage to live in opulent splendor in Argentina for almost 20 more years with his wife, and apparently they had a daughter down there. In addition to that, he had the Hitler Youth, who had been trained as children all the way from like 4 and 5 years of age to be good little Nazis. He had them fighting in the streets at the age of 10, being killed and slaughtered, including girls and boys. This is what Hitler did. The man had no honor at all. And he capitulated to the doggone international banking cartels for his own escape or whatever he did. So I have no respect. So the German people, I'm proud of for what they did when they stood up against the international banking community. But what I'm not happy with is what happened with all of the disinformation and all the lies they were given and all of the stuff they were told was going to happen and basically were set up to be destroyed. Because the Winston Churchill, who was a Druid, who was a Satanist, remember, some reports say he had his own mother killed. You guys can do the research on it. He was basically in a position where he did not want to have to deal with the economic strength of the German people as far as their ability to run industry, and he wanted them eliminated and want England to continue to be powerful in Europe. So all these little subplots are going on at once. In fact, if you want to read a really good book, read The Bad War, and it goes into detail on a lot of what I just talked about. But I'm going to tell you this right now. Hitler was no hero. And a lot of you guys think, oh, we like that off. Hitler stood against the bankers. Hitler stood against the bankers. He did that right. He built the Autobahn system. He did that right. He did a lot of things right. He was Time Magazine Man of the Year, I believe, in 1938. But the problem is, in the end, he capitulated. And he allowed himself to escape. And he allowed himself to go to Argentina. And he died with no honor. And he let all those little children die. And guys, that's not okay. He knew that Eisenhower was going to do the death camps. And what happened is Churchill and the gang, they stopped Patton's entry into Berlin. He would have been there way before the Russians ever would have gotten there. But then there would not have been an Eastern Europe. And it was all set up with Stalin, who was a Mason, Truman, who was a Mason, all of these guys, Churchill, who was a Mason and a Druid, all of these guys set this up to bring in this new world order, to destroy Christianity in Eastern Europe, to destroy the Orthodox Russian religions in Eastern Europe, and to create the new kingdom of Israel through the Rothschild banking cartel. I could go into detail and give you dates, names, places, and I may at a later show. The problem is that it'd take the rest of the show to do that, and it would be very, very detailed, be more like a history lesson. So I just want you to know that these clowns haven't stopped doing this, that they continue to do this, and they continue to lie and lie and lie and lie. Now, I'm going to bring up another article here that just came in that I posted on the Health Masters news site. And this is from John Lear. Now, remember, let's talk to you about who John Lear is. Okay, John Lear is the grandson of the Learjet founder, Bill Lear. John Lear is a retired airplane captain. He's a former CIA pilot who has flown over 100 different types of planes, including 40 years of active flying. He holds more FAA airman certificates, which means all these different types of aircraft, than any other FAA certified pilot, and has flown secret CIA missions in Asia, Africa, Eastern Europe, and the Middle East. In other words, you don't want to argue with John Lear about flying planes. He's as close as you can come to being an American intelligence and aerospace base aristocracy. He's as good as it gets. Now, ex-CIA and commercial jet pilot is agreeing with Dr. Judy Woods in her book, Where Did the Towers Go? And John Lear is claiming that the Twin Towers were not brought to the ground by planes crashing into them on 9/11, and now detailed information has been posted online corroborating his account. In Lear's expert opinion, the official claim that two planes crashed in the towers is actually physically impossible, with reports from the Kremlin that President Putin would release satellite images proving the Twin Towers were destroyed by controlled demolition rather than by the force of two planes. Enormous strides towards this proving the official 9/11 Commission version is taking place. And what they're saying is this. They're saying we're supposed to believe that both planes were entirely inside of the towers, with no pieces, no engines, no landing gear, nothing being found. Like engines making it made out of titanium. A Boeing is 767 feet wide. I'm sorry, a Boeing 767 is 156 feet wide and 159 feet long. The distance from the outer perimeter of the North Tower at the alleged point of contact by AA Flight 11 to the central 47 massive core inner beams that are cross-braced is 60 feet. That means half the plane, more than half the plane, would have been sticking out of the back because it couldn't have penetrated the inner tower, the inner concrete steel columns that were holding up the elevator shafts. The distance from the outer surface of the tower at the alleged point of contact by UA Flight 175 to the core structure of the building was 37 feet. But none of the planes were recovered. I mean, none of them. You know, there was some scrap laying around, but there were no engines. There were no landing gear. And so he is saying that there probably were not any real planes being in there. And Judy Woods says that basically she believes that holograms were used. Now, guys, I don't know about any of this stuff, all right? I wasn't there. I probably would have seen the same thing everybody else saw. All I know is this. Something happened on 9/11 that is ridiculous. You know, Isaac Newton's third law of motion, for every action there's an equal and opposite reaction. High school physics states that the force of an airplane exerts on a building is the same as the force of a building exerts on an airplane. Okay? So if you strike the tower at 450 miles an hour, now imagine the South Tower moved at 450 miles an hour, struck a stationary flight 175, you would expect that the Flight 75 would be undamaged. We would not expect that it would simply disappear into the South Tower. Any video that shows an aluminum airplane with a fiberglass nose cone gliding through a steel and concrete building violates Newton's laws of motion. It actually shows in the video that this plane with a fiberglass and aluminum nose cone went through the solid steel, solid core to middle of the towers, which were like 4 feet of solid concrete, and came out the other side unscathed. In other words, the nose cone never crumpled. This is impossible. Now, I don't know what happened with 9/11. I think Judy Wood is pretty doggone close in her book, Where Did the Towers Go? But, you know, there could have been particle beam weapons being used. We talked about that before. But aluminum plane wings will not cut through 4-inch steel, regardless of speed and weight. Not only is it impossible for the wings to have cut through the steel columns, but it's absolutely impossible for the fragile wingtips to have also cut through the steel columns as we see in the pictures. I mean, when you think about it, I mean, when airplanes get hit by birds, they get big holes in them. and all of a sudden this plane completely absorbed itself into the tower. It doesn't make any sense. And so I've thought about this a lot when I've talked about this stuff with Judy Wood. So do your own research on this. I don't know what to think about any of this stuff. Judy Wood says it was like a cartoon caricature went through the doggone towers, and that there were bombs set on the inside of the building to make it look like a plane had hit. I mean, think through this. Where did the landing gear go? Where did the giant titanium engines go? Why was all of this debris hauled off so quickly and sent overseas for processing, and there were no independent research studies done as to what happened here? Why was thermite present in the rubble? Why was there still liquid metal and liquid, steel in the bottom of the tower, weeks later? I mean, what the heck? That can only be done with thermite. So the reality is this. There weren't any planes. We never had a plane hit the doggone trade, the Pentagon. That's impossible. It's impossible. Here's what happens. They said the plane hit the Pentagon 400 or 500 miles an hour, whatever it was. All right? You have a ground effect. You can't fly a plane that close to the ground because the air produces vacuum when it's going over the wing. It's lift is what it's called. And it also pushes up on the bottom of the wing. But it also creates a giant air envelope under the aircraft, kind of like a magnet was underneath it, pushing it up away from the ground because of the pressure of the air. You can't fly a plane that large at 50 feet above the ground at full speed. It's not physically possible. And that's why Stubblebine even said, General Stubblebine, he doesn't know what hit the doggone Pentagon, but it sure wasn't an airplane. He also said that, why were all of the surveillance cameras all around the Pentagon basically seized and all their tapes seized, and why after many, many years was a few frames released which showed the impact, but it showed no plane. Guys, we've been lied to so much, and you're not supposed to ask these questions. I mean, was this advanced holographic technology? I don't know. I have no idea. I told you this a few months ago. I have a friend of mine who's a full bird colonel who helped in the cleanup of this mess in New York City, and was there and saw the planes. And I asked him, did you hear the planes, or did you just see them? Did you hear them? Did you hear the engines? If you got an engine running full speed about to hit a building, you're going to hear the engines because the doggone thing's 1,200 feet in the air. Did you hear the engines? And never answered the question. Never answered the question. So, guys, think through this for a second with me. What the heck happened on 9/11? That 9/11 commission report was an absolute joke. I mean, what did Casey say? That we'll know that we've done the job at the CIA when everything every American believes is a lie? Well, shoot, we know that everything they told us about 9/11 is a lie. We know that no plane hit that field out in Pennsylvania. We know that's a lie. That big crack in the ground had been there for years. We know that was a lie. There was no recovery of bodies. There was no recovery of luggage. There was no recovery of the landing gear or the titanium engines. There was no recovery again. When you see a plane crash, you see a plane crash, and you realize that it crashed, and you see debris. Now, you may have to dig it out of the ground a little bit if it goes into a smoking hole, but you're going to find debris. No debris was found. Where did all the luggage go? Nah. All this stuff we were told, all of it, is a complete and total fabrication of the truth with 9/11. It was a giant CIA, MI6, Mossad operation is what it was. It was the deep state on steroids. It was a group of people that run the world. Oh, it was those guys. How about that? Why don't we just call it those guys? Those guys that took down Building 7, it's always those guys. So, guys, stay tuned to the Ted Nossen Brewer. So we're going to give you the truth, and we're going to come to you in a way that nobody else is going to do it, because we try to vet the stuff out. And that's why I immediately, when I saw that story this morning about that bill in Florida not being taken off the docket, I thought, yep, we're going to talk about that this morning. Let you guys know they're playing games with us, and they're yanking our chains again. Also, what do you think, buddy? And what's your next story?
Man, it doesn't surprise me at all, and I was wondering about some of that because we've seen this happen on numerous occasions before where the fake news outlets will go out and they'll blatantly put stuff out there to try to calm down the population, to get people to relax, or to get people riled up, just like I said yesterday with, NBC playing the video footage from the Knob Creek machine gun shootout in Kentucky and putting that on Sunday night news and Monday morning news, saying that was the Turkish invasion into Syria. These things are not abnormal. This is why it's so important that we continue to get the truth out there. And this is why we do what we do here at Health Masters and try to provide you guys with the best information we can. And it's just, and what you're saying with 9/11, Dad, you know, there, I get that topic, it's brought up to me so much. People bring it up to me. I know people bring it up to him all the time. People send me emails on it. And I've always been under the same notion on the aspect of when you look at the actual impact, because there's, remember, the first, there's like no video footage, no real video footage of the first plane allegedly hitting the tower. I mean, I think there's like one little clip of it, but everything that everybody's ever seen is the first tower on fire. And then you see basically the alleged second plane hitting it. And I've always been under the same notion as well. Where'd the engine go? I mean, the width, like he said, the width of the World Trade Center when you were looking at it was, what, 130 feet, where the core area was, what, 87 by 133 feet? You know, and you got a Boeing that's that long, you know, and it pushes all the way through, and you don't have wings fly out off the wall. You don't have engines flying to the ground. It just, everything just dissipates, and the whole building just absorbs everything, blows out a fireball on the other side. I don't know. It was weird. Something's very, very strange about that, and I don't think we'll ever be told the truth, at least not by anybody in the mainstream media, obviously. Also, too, in other news, this is crazy now, where the video that's actually been released, the Rise of Jordan Peterson, which was released last month, and it's a glimpse into the life of the individual, George Peterson, out of Canada, who's a world-renowned, basically, psychologist, and he's had a very strong stance on, or against, political correctness. And what's crazy now, Canada has gotten so hardcore communist that they are now, the individuals that have been trying to show the movie at the theaters, they have now been getting death threats. A lot of theaters have basically already dropped it off. And now there's one individual, they basically got a warning and basically saying that as much as we joke about it, and I quote, this is what they said, do the right thing, remove this video, as much as we joke about it, we really don't want to have to bring out the guillotines to fix society. And what's crazy about this is, you know, Jordan Peterson is essentially a Toronto clinical psychologist professor, and he got a lot of publicity when he started talking about the gender identity and the political correctness and how it's literally ruining the entire world. And so they put him in his crosshairs now, to where even putting videos up about him, people are getting death threats now because they do not want the truth to be talked about. And this is what is so important. This is so crucial, guys. I tell this all the time, and I repeat this all the time. We cannot allow the United States of America to fall prey and to submit to a political correct culture. It's already started. It's already getting worse. You see how much it's evolved negatively in the last just 5 years, and what's being basically touted as the new normal, with children running around, 8 and 9 year old boys running around at male strip clubs in New York that are transgender, and they're touting this as basically the new latest and greatest revolutionary thing. This is what they're going to continue to start doing. They lie as much as they can in the mainstream media. They twist the narrative, and then they put the things out there that they tell you are the new normal, that are the cool things, that are the right things, that are the fun things. And this is why it's so important we do not allow this politically correct culture. I mean, when you start putting out videos, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that video as far as the life of it. It's basically a documentary on it is what it is. There's not anything crazy in that video. But when you start having people, and this is odd that they brought up the guillotines again, because I've heard this topic brought up numerous times. Multiple people have brought this up on the left. There's even actually an army manual, if I'm not mistaken, that was brought up, I think 9 or 10 years ago, and it goes into detail on the humane aspect of using guillotines for regime change. It talked about the details, like 100 pages. And so it's odd to me that we constantly keep hearing the topic of guillotines being brought up. I mean, what are these hardcore left? They really want to bring back, you know, go back to the old French Revolution. They want to start beheading people now that talk with, that say things that they don't agree with, that post videos that they don't like, that aren't politically correct. I mean, is this how far we're going to allow this to start taking? I mean, we already see now where people have been arrested, they've been fined for making comments or saying things that aren't politically correct. I mean, this is really where it's starting to head now. I mean, up in, where I told you, Massachusetts yesterday, 85-year-old Korean War veteran that works basically at a high school is fired and is completely and totally disarmed under a red flag gun law. I talked about it in detail yesterday because he was talking to a coworker at a restaurant about the fact that one of the security guards there was not doing his job and anybody could come in and shoot the school up. And the waitress heard him say this, and she called the cops. The cops thought that it was enough of a statement, a hearsay statement, I might add. It was what she heard them say, she told the cops. It's like third party. And it was enough to completely disarm him and revoke his right to even carry a firearm legally. Is this where we are going to allow the United States of America to go? And this is something we all have to start asking ourselves, because if we don't start standing up and voicing our opinion and making a difference, we are going to lose this country. We're going to lose every right that we've ever known, because that's the goal of what they want to do with the communist agenda, Dad.
The Second Amendment is not going to be revoked. They're going to disarm us this way. They're going to go to all the alpha men, and they're going to take all the alpha men, and they're going to take their guns. Because eventually, I mean, we've already had thousands of people that are, many of them hardcore patriots here in Florida, have had their weapons seized. California is now seizing them for 5 years. So what you do is you get the tip of the spear. You get the people that you know are going to be the leaders, and you kill them. The Nazis did this. They'd get people who didn't want to go onto the train. People basically say, we're not going to do this, we're not going to do that. They would basically sequester them, take them in the back, relocate them, drug them, or shoot them, because they don't want the leaders out there doing this. They've learned this already. Years ago, we were on an airplane, Austin. You remember this. We were coming back from Germany, and we had an hour connection flight in Chicago, which an hour and a half, I think it was. And we basically were running late, and there were about a dozen people catching a flight to Florida, the last flight out on American to Florida that night. And we were going to get in like at midnight. And what happened is we got there. I ran. You and me were with Mom, and she couldn't run fast enough. I ran through the airport. I got to the plane. And I was, this is American Airlines. I got to the plane. I got to the door. It was open. I was about to go in it. And you and Mom were literally 100 feet behind me, and they said, you need to get in. We're closing the door. This is the outside door. And I said, please don't do this, but I got my family right here. I can't leave without them. And they said, you're either getting on the plane or you're not getting on the plane. It's going to happen right now. And I said, well, I can't. And they slammed the door in my face. You and Mom ran up behind us literally 5 seconds later. They wouldn't open the door again, and we missed the flight. Guys, I kid you not, this is before 9/11. This happened like in the late 90s. And I mean, I came uncorked. The plane sat at the gate with the jet bridge pushed to it for 15 minutes, and they would not reopen the door. And then about 10 more people came up behind me, and they would not open the door. And we're all sitting there fussing. Finally, I'm the leader. I'm the one who's just, I mean, I am raising HE double sticks, because the plane's sitting there with the jet bridge attached to it, and they won't reopen the door and let us on board, because they want to have an on-time departure, and they didn't care. They didn't say they took 10 or 15 people and left them standing there. Well, finally, some security guy walks over to me, and he says to me, he goes, well, come over here in a minute. He goes, come over to the stairwell. I need to talk to you for a second. I said, stairwell? I said, you want to take me to the stairwell? I said, I know what you're going to do in the stairwell. You're going to arrest me. You're going to detain me. You're going to drag me down the stairs on the back and put me in jail. I said, I know you're going to do that. Oh, I wouldn't do that. I said, I tell you what, bud, and I'm yelling at him. I'm saying all of this out loud with hundreds of witnesses. And I said, by God, whatever you want to say to me, you say to me in front of hundreds of witnesses, because I'm not playing this game with you. And I said, we're not going down some stairwell. And he calmed down. He knew he wasn't going to get me dragged off. But the first thing he did, he wanted the point of the spear. That was me. And they let us sit there, and the plane took off without us. Our next flight left 3 hours later. We got back to Orlando like on another airline, like at 4 o'clock in the morning. We had a nanny waiting there at the airport with the kids in the truck, had to wait there for hours. We couldn't get in touch with her because she didn't have a cell phone. It was a disaster because American Airlines wouldn't open the door, and they sent their security guy out there to shut me up. Now, guys, this is what they do, and this is how they're going to disarm the patriots, because they're going to come in with these damnable, there we go, I can say that, red flag gun laws, and they're going to find people all over the country that are leaders in opposition, basically militia in opposition, and they're going to one by one over the period of the next 10 or 12 years take everybody's weapons away who are leaders. And the rest of these people will go in and very graciously, I may add, very graciously, and not do anything and give up their weapons. You say, why in the world would they do that? Why in the world is this going to happen? Well, it is what it is. And you think it shouldn't be that way. But I mean, think about this for a second. The Western world now, this is an article right now, this is a quote from Paul Craig Roberts. I'm going to embellish it a little bit. The Western world, which is the United States and Canada, okay, and Germany now, consists of weak, impotent men for the most part. Most of them are incapable of rising up and defending their heritage or their ethnic existence. And I'm talking about blacks, whites, and Hispanics here. The semi-men of the Western world, scared to death by political incorrectness and identity politics, are a finished race that won't be around much longer. Not that anyone will even notice their demise because of political correctness. Already, women in Sweden can't leave their homes without being raped by immigrant invaders with which their Swedish-hating, pro-immigrant, invader government has imported into Sweden. I mean, think through this for a second, guys. Think through all of this stuff that's happening right now in the world as far as these guys that are being disarmed. And see, nobody wants to talk about this. Nobody wants to say, hey, this is okay or this isn't okay. I mean, you can't. Listen to what the soccer said. He goes, this is a quote, if we really want to stand for freedom in its most fundamental essence, we cannot accept to be herded into an intellectual cage of the authorized political discourse. In other words, basically the mainstream diatribe, the lies. All the lobbies which ceaselessly endeavor to silence dissent and impose their views and agenda upon us ought to be clearly identified and denounced as a danger for all of humanity. That is so true. And this is what we see happening all over us. Look again, Sweden, where Malmo, this is one of the cities of Sweden, the Muslim rape, non-Muslim women capital of the world, is to be found in its most desperate straits. 5,000 criminals in Malmo, Sweden. 200 criminal networks. 61 no-go zones in the city alone. And 80% of the police force thinking of quitting because they are not allowed to do their job and not given the power they need to do their job because, I would add, their politicians are not only being bribed but probably being blackmailed with videos of each politician doing bad things to small children. A Zionist specialty. We saw that with Jeffrey Epstein. He's, by the way, Jeffrey Epstein is merely the tip of the iceberg. There are tens of thousands of Jeffrey Epsteins all over the country, particularly in child services, child traffic services, family child services with the state governments. They're doing the same thing all over the world in a service to the Zionism, to the deep state, and to the Sabbatean Kabbalists. This is who these groups are, guys, and they're going to continue to do this. Now, let's talk about the beheadings for just one second. Let's talk about why do they keep bringing this up. Okay, here's why. Christians know what the Bible says about this in Revelation 24. I saw thrones on which were seated those who had been given authority to judge. And I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded because of their testimony about Jesus and because of the word of God. They had not worshipped the beast or its image, and they had not received this mark on their foreheads or their hands. They came to life and they reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Guys, listen to me. The reason these damnable Democrats and Sabbatean Kabbalists and Luciferians and Zionist weirdos constantly talk about guillotines is because they know that's their end game. That's what they're planning on doing. It tells you in the Word of God what they're going to do. Thousands, it says, were beheaded. The souls of those who had been beheaded because of the testimony about Jesus and because of the Word of God. See, guys, listen to me. You know, they did this in the French Revolution, as often mentioned earlier, because it was to bring terror and fear to the population. They took them up with the guillotines by the tens of thousands and beheaded them. The blood ran through the streets of Paris. Why? In France. Why? Because the heart kept pumping after the head was gone and pumped the blood out. There was just rivers of blood running through the streets on the cobblestone streets. It was to terrify the masses. And when these guys come up and again decide to bring up their guillotine stories and talk about this, they're invoking this image out of Revelation. They're saying to you guys, because remember, these Sabbatean Kabbalists, they know what the Word of God says. because everything to them is an inversion. They want to create the negative of it. So if it tells you what's going to happen, they're telling you they're going to do it because they want to create the negative inversion. They want to show you they're going to do this, what the book of Revelation says. They're going to bring out the guillotines because you're telling the truth and you're trying to figure out what the heck's going on. Our government has been completely usurped. Donald Trump is not who you think he is. He is controlled by the deep state Rothschild banking cartels. I have told you that, guys, repeatedly, repeatedly, repeatedly. They're going to use this whole Democratic, and I said this, I was the only person, I said this first. They're going to use this entire impeachment proceedings, if they even get it through the House, it'll never get through the Senate, it'll crash the economy, it'll do all kinds of crazy stuff before the election, and they're going to use it as a justification to put Trump back in the office again. See what the Democrats did. See how they destroyed the economy. They took out the only hope you've ever had with Donald Trump running the economy, and they've destroyed it. Now we have to put Donald back in office so he can finish what he did. Yeah, he finished the red flag gun laws. He jumped off script a little bit on that one. He started pushing red flag gun laws a few months ago. He's the one who pushed the red flag gun laws in Florida and got it pushed through our House and our Senate here in Florida. Donald Trump did that. Donald Trump is the one pushing 5G, 6G. Donald Trump is the one doing that. But the Christians in America have seen him as their savior, their soon coming king, and they've anointed him the would-be Messiah. They're writing, they want to write a whole chapter in the Bible and include him in Israel now about who he is. And they refuse to see what he's doing and who's controlling him. The Washington show is a scripted farce. The only thing that will deliver this country is prayer and Christians united and pastors in the pulpit standing firm for what the Word of God believes and what it says and what we're supposed to believe. That's what's going to save this country. You will never find a political solution for a spiritual problem. The United States is rotten and corrupt to its core because of the Federalists and the Frankfurt School. The Frankfurt School was brought in here by the Sabbatean Kabbalists, a completely hedonistic society brought in here in the 30s when it was run out of Germany and basically put into our university systems, and we've talked about it in detail, and nobody else wants to talk about the Frankfurt School either. I mean, we're like the only ones. Brought us Playboy and Gloria Steinem, and brought us women's liberation, and brought us all of this stuff that happened in the 40s and the 50s and the 60s after World War II to destroy nationalism in the United States. They're the ones who are doing all of this. They run the media, guys. 95% of the media is owned by Six Corporation, which is all international banker controlled. It's all the same people all of the time. And this is who runs the planet. And nobody wants to talk about how Jared Kushner and Ivanka are Shabbat members, which are part of this death cult, this doomsday cult, that want to rebuild the third temple and bring in the Antichrist. Nobody talks about that. And how Ivanka has gone now to all these congressional leaders in Washington and pushed red flag gun laws. I didn't vote for her. I sure didn't vote for Jared. Ivanka Kushner, when she converted to Judaism, denied the virgin birth, denied the lordship of our Lord Jesus Christ, denied all of it, and is basically working now for this death cult. So guys, we need to understand what's going on in Washington, D.C., who's in charge, what they're doing, and what we can do about it. Now, I'll be the first to say, Trump has done some things that are good. I have to admit that. He has done some things that are good. If he just stay off the stupid tweets and shut up, he could probably get a lot more stuff done instead of crowds and all stuff. Remember, he's the chaos president. He's the one that's going to create all of this chaos. Boy, is it chaotic. What a mess. You know, all of this stuff with the Russiagate, total lie. Now, all of this stuff with this impeachment stuff, total lie. The whole time has been this constant chaos to the entire White House. Why? Because it doesn't let you hear the truth about what 5G is, what 6G is, what vaccines are doing, what autism is doing, what chemtrails are doing, what Morgellons is doing, what fluoride is doing, what the drug culture is doing, and then what the opiates are doing, the 70,000 deaths are doing, the Afghan heroin brought in $1.5 trillion a year, third largest commodity in the world. It doesn't let you hear about any of that. None of that is on mainstream news. Why? Because we're too busy watching this horrible circus clown show out of Washington, D.C. That's why I will not go into detail on most of this stuff. It's just smoke and mirrors, guys. And all they want you to do is get caught up in that and take your eyes off of Jesus, the author, the finisher, the perfecter of our faith. Remember, when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Eternal life begins now. You hear me? It begins that, because as soon as you accept Christ and you go into blood covenant with God Almighty, your eternal life begins now. They can't kill you. They can take the physical body. They can't take the spirit. And you're in covenant with God Almighty, and you're with Him for all eternity. They don't want you to think about that. Their atavistic hatred of Jesus Christ and Christianity is so steeped in their sin that they're doing everything to wipe out the memory of the cross and who Jesus was and the memory of the resurrection, who Jesus was and what God did, because He loved you so much and me so much that He was willing to sacrifice Himself on a cross through Christ, the exact representation of God Almighty, to reconcile your relationship with Him. That all you have to do is believe in Him. It's grace, and you shall be saved. You can't earn salvation. It's a free gift. You can't do enough good things. It's a free gift. People say, well, I obey the Ten Commandments, and I'm doing great. I don't need to accept Jesus. Okay? Here's how that works. Let's say I take the world's greatest Olympic swimmer, and I take you, and I take me. I used to be a great swimmer when I was younger. And I get the top 20 swimmers in the world, and I stack them up there in L.A., and we all dive off the pier in L.A., and our destination is Hawaii. With no spotter boats and no food and no water. I got a newsflash for you. Ain't one of us making it to Hawaii alive. If the sharks don't get us, we're going to drown or we're going to dehydrate. Or we're going to drink so much salt water, we're going to die. We're all dying. Nobody's swimming to Hawaii. That's what it's like trying to earn salvation. You can't earn it. It doesn't work. You can't swim to Hawaii. All you have to do is ask for Jesus Christ to come into your heart. And it changes everything. And this is what they don't want you to know. This is why the atavistic hatred of Jesus in Hollywood is palatable. That's why even in the Christian movies they play, in 90% of the cases, they won't pray when they're praying at dinner in Jesus' name. Because they don't want that name being out there. Because there's power in that name. There's power in a blood covenant with the creator of the universe through Christ, and they don't want you to see or know the power. And that's what it happens. And that's what we have to understand, guys. It's all about obfuscation, taking your eyes off the cross, getting you caught up with the circus show act. That's why there's always another shooting, another Trump tweet, another celebrity saying something stupid. Now we have this impeachment garbage going on, or we have the China trade sanctions. All of it is theater for the masses. Stay focused on the cross. God loves you that much. He did that for you. Austin, that's enough of my pontification. What do you think, bud?
That was well said. I mean, there's no question about it. I mean, that was actually really, really good. And this is why we're continually bringing this up. And you didn't mention either with Trump, the felony bump stock ban that he basically had ATF implement either. That was a
exactly.
Real nice, just icing on the cake. A lot of people still had, that hasn't clicked in a lot of people's minds. And I'm not going to go off on a soapbox on that whole topic because I've talked about it enough. But the fact that we had a sitting U.S. president have a alphabet agency like ATF and give them the green light to make a plastic stock, an accessory piece on a rifle, no spring mechanism, no trigger assembly, no function whatsoever on the rifle itself, on the trigger assembly, on any of it, had ATF go and rewrite 1934 Act, rewrite it to change the description of machine gun and make it a felony to have a plastic bump fire stock. That was a pretty big one to me. That was one that really, really, really just caught my nerve hard. That's what we're working on. That's what we're fighting against right now, and that's why we keep trying to get the truth out there. Also, too, health news. This is interesting. I talk about exercising all the time. You guys know Dad and I are real big into training and exercise. We both used to do bodybuilding when we were younger, but that doesn't even matter on the aspect of just getting out there and exercising some, and it's never too late to start as long as you know you basically have good health and there's not some ailment that you can't exercise because of. But a study undertaken by researchers at the University of Birmingham in England pitted lifelong athletes in their 70s and 80s against men of the same age who had never participated in a structured fitness program. The goal was to find out whether untrained individuals had the capacity to build muscle to the extent that lifelong exercisers also could. The researchers expected that the master athletes would have an increased ability to build muscle due to their superior levels of fitness over a prolonged period of time. The answer is encouraging, to say at least, that the muscle biopsies taken before and after the exercise reveals both groups had the identical capacity to build muscle in response to exercise. And now, that doesn't mean that they were in as good of shape. That's not what they're saying here. But what they're saying is the 70 or 80-year-olds that were lifelong athletes and the 70 and 80-year-olds that had never really had any structured fitness had the same ability to build muscle in the exact same aspect of it. Now, the long-life athletes had more muscle mass. They were stronger and had better endurance because they had been training all their lives. But the individuals that still who had really never trained had the same ability as far as the makeup to be able to build muscle tissue and to actually get in shape. So this is why I tell people all the time, without resistance training, your muscles will atrophy and you will lose mass. Now, some people have more of a genetic predisposition to hold more muscle tissue or have thicker bones, and they may be larger and basically stay more muscular longer than others. But after a certain period of time, without resistance training, you always end up losing muscle mass. And they say it affects about 10 to 25% of seniors under the age of 70. And if you don't do anything about this, essentially you start losing muscle tissue. And blood flow restriction training may be ideal muscle strengthening strategy for most people, especially for elderly, which basically goes on where you can do bands and stuff like that. And so this is why I tell people all the time as well, the muscle blast, that's why we put that formula together primarily as an intra-workout formula is what I wanted, to be able to increase the amino acid intake and the body's uptake of it while you're working out. But that formula also works great for people that are getting older and they're losing muscle mass and they want to try to prevent muscle wasting and maintain healthy muscle mass while they're getting in some exercises. That formula, if you guys haven't tried that and you're into weightlifting, I have people ask me all the time, oh, you got an amino formula, you got an amino formula. And the problem is, I run into this all the time, a lot of the bodybuilders, workout people, people have gotten so single track minded in the fitness industry and in the supplement industry where they think, well, this is the only thing you can take. This is the product, the only one you need. This is what you need. This is the formula that works. We went completely off the cuff and built a full spectrum amino acid formula, not just L-leucine, not isoleucine. We went in and put all of them together in clinically proven formula that really helps to maintain lean muscle mass and actually build muscle tissue faster than you can without any other formula that we put together. And that's why I always recommend, if you're exercising, if you're training, always run that formula. That product is so good on a regular basis. You can even use it. I've used it many times when I'm out shooting or training outside. I'll throw in a jug of water and drink it while I'm training all day just to keep that steady flow of aminos throughout the body. But be sure, because a lot of people email me about it. If you want to try that, really, really great formula on the website at healthmasters.com, Muscle Blast. And that's just, I wanted to bring that up, Dad, because I get a lot of emails about people asking me about that and also about exercising. You have to stay in shape as you get older. The maintaining of muscle tissue is so important, and taking the right supplements to maintain that muscle tissue as you get older is also equally as important.
Well, you know, Austin, that's absolutely true. I mean, the vast majority of people have a sedentary lifestyle, and they're not getting enough exercise. And studies have shown that when people get older, that if they can't crawl to a chair and get up off the floor without having to hold on to stuff, if they can't stand up anymore, that they're going to have a much closer death rate than with those who can still stand up and get up on their own. And, you know, I mean, I work out all the time. I mean, I work out 5-6 days a week. Now, my workouts aren't hard anymore. I mean, I don't work out, you know, I don't really train hard. I just kind of go through the motions and make sure I stay flexible and stay strong. But, you know, I still do it every single day. But long-term inactivity is dangerous. And short periods without physical activity can be problematic too, especially if you're sitting in a chair a lot, especially if you're sitting in an uncomfortable chair, can start trashing out your back. So it's really important, because studies have shown that fitness can help prevent premature death, reduce the risk of disease, keep cognitive function and organ function in good shape. You've got to have blood flow. You have to have the ability to work out and exercise. You know, you taught me something the other day. I was doing, you know, light squats, you know, with like a 7-pound bar, doing real high reps with them. And you said, well, Dad, it's easier and it's better for you just to use dumbbell squats. You know, if you're going to use a 10-pound bar, use 5-pound dumbbells or 10-pound dumbbells in each hand and just do toe touches basically with the dumbbells and just bend, you know, squat down when you keep your butt down. don't bend over your back, do it right, and, you know, and touch the ground with the dumbbells on every rep. And I did that the other day, as you instructed me to do, and oh my goodness, my shoulders are sore, my arms are sore, my lats are sore, everything's sore. And but plus, think about it this way. You said this to me too. You said, you know, you don't really pick things up with your shoulders when you try to pick dead weight up. You pick them up with your arms. And I was thinking, you know, in a crisis situation, someone gets hurt and somebody has to be moved. Like, let's say it's a battlefield. You got to drag somebody off the battlefield. You can't throw them up on your shoulders and trot down this, you know, run. You can't get, first of all, dead weight's hard to get up on your shoulders. You can't clean and jerk a 170-pound man and put him on your shoulders and run away. But if you're strong enough to do squats by bending down like you're carrying dumbbells, you can squat down, grab them under the armpits, and pick them up and drag them off. I know years ago we had a – I saved a guy's life. We were on a dive ship, dive boat, and the guy basically went unconscious. And he basically was about 250 pounds, and he passed out of the water and was floating away. And the two people dragged him back to the boat. Two or more of us were on the boat. It was very windy that day and a lot of big waves. They stripped the guy's gear off of him, and we basically got, when the boat went down, two of us, one on each underneath the arm, grabbed him, and when the wave picked him up, we dragged him onto the back of the boat. We had to take him to shore immediately for medical attention. But we saved his life. Now, had I not been working out, had I not been doing leg workouts, had I not been doing lat workouts, this is over 20 years ago, I was in my 40s, early 40s, I would not be able to do that. But guys, think about it for a second. What exercises are going to mimic real-world life experiences and things that you have to do? Stay strong, stay frosty, stay flexible. Super important. Guys, I love you. I appreciate you. I had the opportunity to pray for you guys today. Again, thank you for your support. Thank you for listening to the show. It's so funny to me. I get so many people not really not wanting to promote the show in secular circles now because of my Christian beliefs. My response is this. Oh, well, too bad. You're missing out on a good show. I will not compromise my beliefs in Christ. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I love you guys. Thanks for your support. I'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless you. Austin, it's yours.
Absolutely. And yeah, and it's funny because I was showing that the other day as far as with those dumbbell squats. And, you know, if you're trying to go up progressively in weight and you're really trying to get bigger, stronger, and so forth, you start working up to, you know, 70, 80, 90, hundreds plus, you know, in each hand. And not only is it really, really good leg workout, really easy to keep a good form, and you can kind of change your stance, really works the shoulders and the grip out, which is incredibly effective. Because I've always gotten a kick out of when people want to argue with me on why barbell squats. Oh, barbell squats are stiff. You have to do barbell squats. There's nothing else you can do. And I'm going, if you really think it's a good idea to put 405 pounds on a 1-inch surface area on the top of your spine and rep it for 2 or 3 reps, I got news to you. You obviously don't understand exercise physiology. You go and grab a set of 100-pound dumbbells in each hand and start doing 9, 10, 12, 15 dumbbell squats. I promise you, you will get even better of a workout, and it'll make your forearms and grip unbelievably strong, and it's a lot easier on your spine and way more of a real-world, lifelike training exercise that you can incorporate every single week into your training regimen with a lot less strain on your spine. So thank you guys for the support. Thank you for everything you do. Be sure to check out the product of the week. Check it out today. We have a lot of different specials going on. I got some new stuff I'll be putting on the front webpage today and tomorrow. Thank you guys again for the support. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow as always.